You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, it is a very good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to Thursday morning. It is Thursday. It is the 27th of April. And you're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3, of course, Cool FM. Smoothest place on your radio dial most of the time. And let's see. I tell you what, I haven't got any birthdays for you this morning. I couldn't get to the file, but we can get on with the show.
Good morning, world.
Morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home, no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, when I'm scared. Laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Bye-la-lai, bye-la-lai-lai, bye-la-lai, bye-la-lai. Asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
Bye.
There we go. Yes, so The Boxer from Simon and Garfunkel. That takes us back to the year 1969 when that was released. And it was, that's right, it was written by Paul Simon, but as always, it was credited to both of them. Off of their fifth studio album, and I reckon their best, Bridge Over Troubled Water. Keep an eye on the time. We're 7.5 minutes exactly after the hour of 7 o'clock. There we go, that's a Def Leppard, and I just pulled out my copy, and it said, pour some sugar on me. So that's exactly what I did. That's it. Yes, that was Dave Edmonds there, and I hear you knocking. Right, it is time on The Breakfast Show. We're just a few seconds away from 15 minutes after 7 o'clock. So it is time, yes, to get you in the shower on your way to where it is this morning. Hope you're going to have a great day. It is Thursday as we make our way towards the weekend. Now, if you're a lady and you have a little pink handbag, what do you put in it?
Chihuahua. 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 About Chihuahua, yeah, that's cool, alright. Chihuahua. And it's fun. And the life without sorrow feels young. When you think about tomorrow, say yo. When you're about to freak out, just go in and shout it out loud. Chihuahua here, Chihuahua there. Hey, everybody wants it everywhere. Sing it loud, and life can be so easy. Chihuahua. Can make your move. There it is, my place. Someone else wins the race. No, I give up. Today is not my day. But then I take a deep breath and say, calm down. When you're about to go crazy, turn around and feel as fresh as a daisy. Just run, because it's time to go. Have fun and let the whole world know. Chihuahua here, Chihuahua there. Hey, everybody wants it everywhere. Sing it loud, and life can be so easy. Chihuahua. 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 Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. Chihuahua. Chihuahua.
Yes, indeed, because that's what everybody needs, isn't it, Chihuahua? Right, and that's it. Time to, get you out of the shower on your way to where it is you're going this morning. And we've actually got a guest later on. I'll tell you about that after this.
Tell you.
There we go. That's it. And that's Mr. Tom Petty and Don't Do It Like That. And, right, I did mention that we had a guest coming in later on today that's going to be in the last hour of this morning's program at around about 9.25, 9.30, something like that. And we're going to be talking with Dr. Andres Barreto. He's going to be coming in chatting to us. This is, he is the Public Policy Communications and Business Practice Director. We're talking about a symposium, which is called Medical Symposium, which is coming up. So we're talking about that a little bit later on this morning. So any questions for doctors? It's always the better thing, isn't it? If you're a doctor and you come on the program, by the way, while you're here, could you just have a look at this? I've got a bit of an ache, you know. Right, let me see. Music-wise, what have I got for you? How about some Bad Boys Blue? And No Regrets.
I
There we go. No regrets. And good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou was just asking, is that an English translation of the Edith Piaf song? Yes, it is. Put to a bit of a disco beat. I don't think Edith Piaf did disco. But anyway, yes, good morning to Mary Lou. Also, good morning to Renee and Rick. I'll get round to you guys a little bit later on. I tell you what, now, the doctor we're talking to, Dr. Barreto, who we're talking to in the last hour this morning, the symposium that I mentioned, that it's rather a long name. I just have to guess, what is it? It's a symposium, and it is Innovation in Treatment of Patients with Early and Late Stage Cancer. So that's going to be interesting. Symposium of Innovation in Treatment of Patients with Early and Late Stages of Cancer. So, yeah, very interesting. So that's going to be in the last hour. So if that interests you, do make sure you hang around. All right. Music-wise, taking us down to the bottom of the hour. And that's when we'll take a quick look at some of the international news this morning. A few business stories as well. Right now we're 27 and a half after 7.
It's a classic me mistake. Someone gives me love and I throw it all away. Tell me, have I gone insane? Talking to myself, but I don't know what to say. Cause you let go and now I'm holding on. I guess you don't know what you got until it's gone. Sometimes you gotta lose somebody just to find out you really love someone. Tell me it's too late. Hearts are made to bend. Baby, please don't let me break it. Yeah. I knew I should have stayed. Cause now you're moving on. And I don't know what to say. Cause you let go. Now I'm holding on. I guess you don't know what you got until it's gone.
Called Lose Somebody, and that's Kygo and One Republic here on this morning's breakfast show. As we make our way to the bottom of the hour, quick break, and then we'll take a look at some of that international news and a few business stories as well.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season. We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp. That is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY. Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. At Valet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And let's take a look at some of the international headlines this morning, some of the stories. Starting off with Ukraine, the anti-tank ditches near Ukraine's occupied southeastern town, this is of Polohi. They stretch for 30 kilometres, that's 19 miles, behind the rows of concrete, dragon's teeth barricades, and further back are defensive trenches where Russia's troops will be positioned. The defences, visible in satellite imagery taken by Capella Space, are part of a vast network of Russian fortifications sweeping down from western Russia through eastern Ukraine and onto Crimea, built in readiness for a major Ukrainian attack. Thousands of Ukrainian troops have been training in the West to use different military assets on the battlefield in a combined way. Ahead of counter-offensive, Ukrainian officials say that it will come when its forces are ready. The United States Air National Guardsman, accused of leaking military secrets and keeping an arsenal of weapons in his bedroom, will appear in a federal court on Thursday, where federal prosecutors are expected to argue that he should remain in custody because he poses a national security risk. Jack Douglas Teixeira was arrested by the FBI on the 13th of April at his home in Massachusetts and charged with violating the Espionage Act. He is scheduled to appear in U.S. District Court in Worcester in Massachusetts, as I say, today, Thursday in the afternoon, for his detention hearing. For the first time since the 1980s, a U.S. Navy nuclear-armed ballistic missile submarine will visit South Korea to help demonstrate Washington's resolve to protect the country from North Korean attack. The visit was announced in a joint declaration during a summit between South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol and U.S. President Joe Biden in Washington on Wednesday. Because the U.S. SSBNs rely on secrecy and stealth to ensure their surveillance and preserve their ability to launch nuclear missiles during a war, they really make public stops in foreign ports. Australia proposed on Thursday overhauling its immigration system to speed up getting highly skilled workers into the country and smoothening the path to permanent residency. The federal Labor government said the current system used to settle skilled migrants, the points test, will be modified to identify people with the correct skill sets the Australian economy needs going forward. Our migration system is broken. It is falling. Our business is failing migrants themselves. And most importantly, it's failing Australians that cannot continue. Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill said, this was in a speech at the National Press Club. Expanding upon the historic first images of black holes, scientists on Wednesday unveiled the first pictures showing the violent events unfolding around one of these ravenous cosmic behemoths. including the launching point of a colossal jet of high-energy particles that is shooting outward to into space. The new image was obtained using 16 telescopes at various locations on Earth that essentially created a planet-sized observational dish. The supermassive black hole pictured resides at the center of a relatively nearby galaxy called Messier 87, or M87. It's only about 54 million light years from Earth. I'm not likely to be around. Argentina will start to pay for Chinese imports in yuan rather than the US dollar, the government announced on Wednesday, a measure that aims to relieve the country's dwindling dollar reserves. In April, it aims to pay around about $1 billion of Chinese imports in yuan instead of dollars, and thereafter around about 790 million of monthly imports that will be paid for in yuan, a government spokesperson has said. The decision aims to ease the outflow of dollars, and Argentina's economy minister Sergio Massa said during an event following a meeting with the Chinese ambassador, as well as with companies from various sectors. And the yuan became the most widely used currency for cross-border transactions in China in March, overtaking the dollar for the first time, official data has shown, reflecting efforts by Beijing to internationalize use of the yuan. Cross-border payments and receipts in yuan rose to a record $549.9 billion in March from $434.5 billion a month earlier. This is according to Reuters' calculation based on data from the State Administration of Foreign Exchange. The boss of Britain's antitrust regulator said blocking Microsoft's acquisition of Call of Duty maker Activision and Blizzard was the right decision for the UK after both companies said it sent the wrong message to the global tech industry. The Competition and Markets Authority, the CMA, blocked the deal on Wednesday, saying it could hit competition in the nascent cloud gaming market. Microsoft President Brad Smith said that the decision had shaken confidence in the UK tech industry and was probably the darkest day in our four decades in Britain. There's a clear message here. The European Union is a more attractive place to start a business than the United Kingdom, they added. The US House of Representatives on Wednesday narrowly passed a bill to raise the government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling that includes sweeping spending cuts over the next decade. The bill isn't expected to pass the Senate, and President Joe Biden would veto it if it did, but the mostly partisan 217 to 215 vote represents a win for Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on an issue that rattled investors and the markets. Now McCarthy hopes to lure Biden into negotiations on cutting spending, even as the White House and congressional Democrats insist on a debt limit increase with no strings attached. London, Paris and Frankfurt stocks nudged into positive territory as reassuring earnings from UK bank Barclays, Germany's Deutsche Bank and the consumer goods giant Unilever added to Facebook and owner Meta's pleasing overnight results. European markets are lackluster, if anything, said CMC Markets senior analyst Michael Houston. We're looking at the earning numbers, and they are not bad, really, he said, referring to the Unilever, Barclays, and US tech giants like Meta. In Asia, MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan turned around early falls to close at 0.2% higher. Oil prices steady on Thursday after a price drop the previous day reversed the supportive impact of a surprise OPEC production cut announced this month. Brent crude was trading at $77.72 a barrel. That was up 3 cents or 0.04%. And that was by 10:33 GMT, while US Texas West Texas Intermediate WTI crude rose 1 cent or 0.01% to trade at $74.31. And that's it. There you go. That's some of the international news and some of the business stories for this Thursday morning.
You ran away to find something to say. I went straight to make it okay, and he made it easy, darling.
left of the dance, the sun on my hands, the rock in my throat, a hair on my coat, the stranger at home, my darling.
Jerry D.
Yeah.
And there we go. Like that one, literally crying from Aerosmith. Right, I tell you what, I got a message here from Renee, and she says, good morning, and did you go shopping for your tap shoes yesterday? No, I didn't, I couldn't get them. I went to Kohler and they didn't have any. Renee says, I went to our outdoor Thursday market this morning. One side is loads of clothing and household items. The other side is gorgeous fresh fruits, vegetables, seafood, cheeses and flowers. Always a treat to walk through there. And popped into a Marks and Spencer's food. Oh, no. On the way to my car. No, 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 no. You've got Marks and Spencer's food. That's just not fair. They got Marks and Spencer's food in Athens, in Greece. Oh, nobody knows what I'm talking about. It's a big store out of the UK, and they do absolutely delicious takeaway food, I can tell you. Oh, she mowed the lawn. What's the matter? Rick broken his legs or something? What's it? mowed the lawn, and now it looks like it's going to rain. Well, that's normal. Good timing. You asked if I could play Bonnie Raitt and Nick of Time. I tell you what, let me just have a quick look, because I oh, look at this, how quick is this for you? Oh, I have got it. Bonnie Raitt and Nick of Time. Going out to Renee and Rick over there in Athens in Greece. There we go, yes. Bonnie Raitt and Nick of Time. That just about explains how I found it, really, didn't it? Just in the nick of time. And I love the thing, when we did our shower song this morning, if you missed the shower song this morning, it was Chihuahua by DJ Bobo. And it starts off with a little bit of music and goes, Chihuahua. And I said, what do women with small pink handbags put in it? Chihuahua. Of course, Renee and Rick have got two monsters, so they're certainly not going to be fitting in a handbag, she said. I don't know, I've seen some women's handbags, you know, I wouldn't. It's not completely out of reality. Right, Chic. I Want Your Love on The Breakfast Show. We're just 4.5 minutes away from the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. By the way, I know it is Thursday, but Dr. Computer can't make it today, unfortunately. I want your love, I want your love. I want your love, I want your love. Do you feel like you ever want to try my love and see how well it fits? Baby, can't you see when you look at me? I can't kick this feeling when it hits. All alone in my bed at night, I grab my pillow and squeeze it tight. I think of you and I dream of you all of the time. What am I gonna do? I mentioned there is the Chic. The title of the track, I Want Your Love. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're just a minute away from the top of the hour. Just let me remind you that we've got coming in Mr. Borer, I think it is. I've lost my... Oh, no, I've got to get it up on my laptop. I don't have a laptop. My laptop is broken, and that's why things have been all higgledy-piggledy, trying to get everything done just using the two big computers. Anyway, we're going to be talking the last hour about the symposium, Innovation in Treatment of Patients with Early and Late Stage Cancer, and when that's going to be and what it's all going to be about. So we'll be talking about that in the last hour of this morning's program, which is very, very interesting. But as for now, let's do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
Ooh.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Absolutely, and it's great to be with you this morning. It is, by the way, Thursday, 27th of April, and it is time to, well, look at a few messages, and I'll be right back, all right? Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season? We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp. That is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPty. At HR Block, PTY. Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281. To make your reservation, you'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. And Valet Motors, they've got a passion for cars. For your car.
Valet Motors.
And right, I tell you what, I've got one more piece of information which I must give you, because this is very interesting, very important. It's very important that you don't try and cut corners, especially with your technical equipment. And what is technical equipment? Well, it's your printer. And did you know that a printer really only has a life lasting about 3 to 4 years? But when you use poor quality supplies, in other words, the cheapy ones, its lifespan can decrease to 1 or 2 years. Don't fall for that low price trap and use original ink and toner. Get in touch with DataServe to schedule an assessment of your printer and supply needs. Get your supplies periodically delivered to you as well, and much more. All you've got to do is contact DataServe Panama at DataServe Panama. That's their Instagram. And schedule your appointment. So don't forget, at DataServe Panama. And make sure you don't ruin your machine.
Choose. He'll say he's better than clouds have gone, something inside me cries, what's behind that door? This girl just can't take it anymore. This girl just can't take it anymore. After the pain has gone, I finally open my eyes, not crying anymore. We drifted apart, it's broken our hearts, surviving. After the rains have gone, something inside me cries, what's behind that door? This girl just can't take it anymore. This girl just can't take it anymore. Something inside me cries, what's behind that door? This girl just can't take it anymore. This girl just can't take it anymore. Oh, I just can't take, 'cause my love
Yes, two beautiful tracks, and both, by the way, of course, about the rain. We started off with Eurythmics and Here Comes the Rain Again. And then Shirley Bassey, well, she sang a little song about when it had finished. After the Rain is what that one was called. What a lovely voice Shirley Bassey's got, don't you think? Right, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 23 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. I'm going to take a little rummage, see if I can find some sort of... I don't have my laptop anymore, because I don't know if I told you, we had a little puff of smoke when we changed the battery the other week. I took it to salve my Mackinac, but there is no possibility of salving that Mackinac. Apparently, it's really done quite a bit of damage. But I'll probably pop along today and go and pick up the bits and pieces. I'm working. Luckily, I've got my tablet, which is working very, very well under duress. It's having to do a lot of work, but all is good. But I'll have a look and see if I can find anything. Well, a nice story would be nice, wouldn't it? After all the news that we're getting, international and local. Go, new edition, and if it isn't love, what is it then? Let's say a very good breakfast show. Good morning to Elliot. Elliot Dawson, good morning to you, Elliot. Following on from the raining theme, he came up with the suggestion of, how about Eric Clapton? Eric Clapton and Let It Rain. Why not? Let it rain. Not just yet. Let's have a few more days, shall we?
Let your love rain down on me.
And there we go, yes, the great Eric Clapton there, and I'll Let It Rain. I'm not really quite ready for that just yet. Anyway, that was for Elliot, Elliot Dawson. Lovely to hear from you, Elliot. Thanks for getting in touch. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 27 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. I've got a nice photograph here from Renee in Greece. We were talking about putting dogs in your handbags earlier on this morning, very early this morning. And she sent me a picture of her dog. Says, here's a pic of my purse dog. Just popped up onto our Google Hub. She's got onto our kitchen counter. And she's looking out, so she's got her paws on the sink, standing up there looking out of the window. And she says, because when they were here in Panama, they had monkeys in the yard, so that's what she's looking at. So maybe I should teach her to wash the dishes while she's there too. Are you trying to, I mean, honestly, do you have a dishwasher? I cannot imagine you for some reason without a dishwasher, because, I mean, Rick works. Anyway, thanks very much. I love that picture. Thank you very much for that, Renee. Perhaps you should get another dog. This is Three Dog Night.
But I kinda like the music. See the ladies are insane there. And they should know how to use it. They don't abuse it. Never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Well, I never been to England, but I kinda like the Beatles. Well, I hit it for Las Vegas. Only made it out to Needles.
Three Dog Night, and I've never been to Spain. I've been to Spain. I'm going again next week. And Joel was asking me, he said, you say you were going on vacation. I said, yes, we're going on vacation next Tuesday evening. We leave. And he said, oh. we're going to be away for three weeks, and just a fraction over, in fact. And we are going to fly through Spain. We're going to fly with Air Europe, and Air Europa rather, and we're going to fly from here to Madrid, and then we're going to catch a flight on to Munich, stay in Munich for a few days to just get over the jet lag, and then take a train, go to Vienna. We went to Vienna last year. We wanted to go back and see more, so we're going to spend a week in Vienna. Then we're going to get two trains. It's going to take us to Verona in Italy, and we're going to stay with our friend Dinah in Verona for a week. Then we're going to go by train for about an hour to Milan, spend a couple of days in Milan, having a little nose around there, and then get a plane back from Milan to Madrid, and then Madrid back to Panama. And do follow us, by the way, because I'm going to do what I did last year, and that's post as much as I can on Facebook. And I'm going to try doing a bit of videoing this time. Normally I do photographs, but I've got a little tiny little camera which is very good at videoing. So I'm going to try doing a bit of that. And you can follow us. You have to go to my personal Facebook page, which is Jerry Dowden. D-O-W-D-E-N, Jerry Dowden. That's on Facebook. So do try and join me. And it'll be all rather nice. But yeah, we're going to be away for a little while. I have, by the way, prepared for each day that we're away, and we would normally be on air, a music program, just going from 7 in the morning till 8 o'clock in the morning, because I know a lot of you are in your cars at that time. So I'm going to be putting that in pre-recorded over the time we're away. And I'll be back with you for the full 3 hours on the 25th of May, Thursday. I am going to have fun. Three Dog Night. I don't know if you notice the words in it. I've never been to England, but I kind of like the Beatles.
Church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care for all the lonely people? Where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
And there we go, that's Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles. It's one of those strange tracks, I keep telling you, when they recorded stereo in those days. Listening on my headphones, I had the singing on one side and the music on the other. It's really disconcerting. But it was the only way in those days we did karaoke. Good morning, Yasmin.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, that's the only way we did karaoke in those days. But it's terrible to listen to through headphones. Because they had the voice. What we used to do is they had the voice saved for argument's sake on the left hand side and the music on the right. Mm-hmm. So you just turn the knob on the balance to the right. Mm-hmm. So you got the music. You didn't get the singing.
Mm.
And what was worse, if you did it the other way around, you just got them singing with no music. Terrible. But so we used to sing along. Mm-hmm. To, so I guess that was early karaoke, really.
Yes.
Are you a karaoke person?
Just at home when I'm alone or in the shower, maybe.
Yeah, we had you singing in the shower once, didn't we?
Or maybe if I had a drink.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Or in another country. I did that in Taiwan, by the way.
Oh, yeah, but nobody knew you.
And nobody talks. Well, yeah, some people speak in Spanish, but yeah, I was like, I don't care.
I'm in Taiwan. Nobody in Panama here, is there? No? Uh-huh. Okay. I tell you what, I remember when I first came to talk about sort of when I first came to Panama back in '93. Of course, it was a bit smaller than it was now. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew everybody, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody knew where everybody was and whatever. I used to love going to Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mexico DF, because there are 20 million people living in Mexico City, mm-hmm. and the chance of running into somebody you know is pretty slim. So anyway, how was your Wednesday?
A bit what I did. Oh, just working a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yes, working a lot.
Following up from the event the other day.
With all the photos and videos.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, good. And that all went well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Finally, yeah. But still today I have to do more things.
Just to do more. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. That's good. Today's topic's going to be interesting, that symposium.
Mm-hmm.
We're finding about the symposium, but we don't have a... there's not a doctor coming in, so I can't ask too many. But I love the title, which is Innovation in the Treatment of Patients with Early and Late Stage of Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a
very
great,
important.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, great topic. I mean, you know, obviously a lot of people have gone through that. Mm-hmm. And also, of course, it's not just the actual person, it's bad enough for them, but it's the family. It affects the families as well, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And to know if there are some good things happening out there. It's great. I mean, we've come in leaps and bounds since the early days when there was, you know, if you've got cancer, there was very little, and they could do it, doesn't matter what type of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But now, leaps and bounds. And then more and more tests are becoming available now.
Excellent.
For telling, you know, if people have got any cancer, or to do with, there's something in the blood that they can tell to do with the cancer cells.
Mm-hmm.
So,
But it's because science never stops, you know.
No, that's right. Not like us.
Yes. So, yeah, it's interesting.
Oh,
always.
Wonderful. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. And so is it today, just working today? Or?
Well, today is the opening of a new restaurant here at Balboa Boutiques. It's Otoro restaurant.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going there.
Oh, are you?
And try some food. Yes.
Okay, right. It was an invitation for one, or...?
Oh, I didn't ask. Oh, you're always busy, so.
Oh, that's good. Ask. Is that like one of these Argentinian restaurants?
No, Otoro, I guess, is Chinese or Japanese.
Oh,
or
really?
Something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Japanese, Argentinian. Nice.
Hey, I have a request for me.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever seen The Rain? Do you have that one by Rod Stewart?
I know. Let me just do my have. You.
I guess there's a lot of versions, right?
Oh yeah, let's see. Mm-hmm. Let's see what we got. Never seen.
But I love Rod Stewart.
Have you ever seen The Rain? Oh, he's come back and just said yes.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Have you seen The Rain? Yes.
Uh-huh. Good.
No, I got Rod Stewart. I got Rod Stewart. And Have You Seen The Rain? I'll play it for you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, cost you a dollar.
Hopefully, it's gonna rain soon.
Here he is.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Mr. Rod Stewart. Have you ever seen the rain?
No, that's cute.
There you are. Mm-hmm. Happy with that? I prefer the original.
I love him.
Yeah, well, you do. Mm-hmm. He's breathing.
Which is the original? Who's the singer?
Well, the one I remember it by is Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and that was a great version.
Ah.
But I tell you what.
Can you find it?
I can find it, but we just played it, but by Rod Stewart. Mm-hmm. But they also did another one about the rain.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah. Creedence Clearwater Revival. Called Stop the Rain. There we go, that's it. Creedence Clearwater Revival, or Stop the Rain. Good one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. We play good music on this program.
Oh, yes, of
most
course.
Most of the time, yes.
But I love Rostor.
Of course you do. Hey, I was just saying to you, I was looking at your Facebook post.
Oh, yes, yes.
From the event, was it the day before yesterday, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all to do with, you know, for deaf people.
Mm-hmm.
So you blindfolded everybody. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, because it was
sensory perception.
Mm-hmm. A sensory experience. And it's something that it just started here in Panama.
Uh-huh.
It's, I'm not sure if it's in Foundation too, but the name is Alo Oscuro. You can find them on Instagram,
uh-huh.
And they are just starting to do this kind of experience.
Uh-huh.
And it's very interesting, you know, because you are kind of blind and you are tasting food.
Right.
And they put special music and everybody have to be silent and they have also like fun. It depends on the music because mm-hmm. the music mm-hmm. is like if you are in the beach or if you are somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And you are eating, well, while you are eating, some people are like with the fan or they are spraying some water. Or, you know, it's a very, very interesting and different experience. And everybody enjoy it.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I suppose it's a little bit like going to the movies where the seats move.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Something like that, yeah.
Oh, so that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just trying to, but you had to have a lot of people to spray and things, didn't you? Because there's quite a few people attending.
Exactly, exactly,
yeah.
To help.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps we should do that with the breakfast show.
Mm-hmm.
Get everybody to put in earplugs and see if they can taste things. We'd go home because I wouldn't know, would they? lovely. Mm-hmm. All right, well, look, you enjoy your day.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right,
you
and
too.
What you can do now is you can waft me with some wind and the smell of the beach, mm-hmm. because I got Chris Rea.
Okay.
On the beach. Yeah, yeah.
escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take a look, shall we, some of the local stories here in the news in the Republic of Panama. The unions of journalists in Panama expressed on Wednesday at a press conference their rejection of a fine imposed on La Prensa by the Data Protection Directorate of the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information, ANTAI. This for publishing a photo of the deputy and president of the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, Benicio Robinson. It is the second sanction that a media outlet has received from the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information. It has filled all of us with great concern, especially at the time when the country is facing elections, said Griselda Mello, president of the National College of Journalists, CONAP. The Panamanian press cannot be kidnapped, added Mello at a press conference, which was also attended by the president of the Forum of Journalists for Freedom of Expression and Information, Alejandra Arruz, and the president of Corporación La Prensa, S.A. Diego Quijano. Arruz said that this position is supported by the National Journalism Council, the Panamanian Broadcasting Association, and the Chiriqui Journalists Association. The three of them, together with the forum, signed a statement the day before in which they expressed their rejection of ANTAI's actions. La ANTAI imposed a $5,000 fine on La Prensa for publishing a photograph of Congressman Benicio Robinson in a journalistic note about his business with transportation and the quotas granted in concession by the Transit and Land Transportation Authority. All the information used in the report was provided by state entities to the journalist Mary Trinizay, invoking Law 6 of 2002 on transparency and access to public information. Quijano, for his part, recalled that there are already two fines imposed by ANTAI alleging violations of Law 81 of 2019 on the protection of personal data. The previous fine went to the digital site La Verdad de Panama, which published a marriage certificate that had been provided to the outlet by one of the spouses. Therefore, it's almost a jurisprudence on the part of ANTAI on how it will give interpretations in the future, he added. Quijano called on the presidential candidates and deputy candidates to make a statement if they are on the side of democracy and freedom of the press. Some have already spoken out, such as former President Martin Torrijos, José Blandón, Rómulo Roux and Eduardo Quirós, among others. All have expressed their rejection of ANTAI's decision. After the sanction imposed on La Prensa by ANTAI was made known, this is for publishing a photograph of Deputy Benicio Robinson, this was in a journalistic note about his business with the transportation and the quotas granted by the Transit and Land Transportation Authority. The entity justified the measure, alleging that the newspaper did not prove the illicit use of the photographic material. The applied fine was established in clear precepts established in the laws that regulate the matter, said ANTAI in a statement released on Tuesday. It specifies that Corporación La Prensa S.A. filed an appeal for reconsideration to which the corresponding legal procedure will be printed. Robinson filed the complaint against La Prensa in March of 2022, alleging violations of Law 81 of 2019 on the protection of personal data. Meanwhile, the Presidency of the Republic supported ANTAI's position through a statement issued last night. The Presidency declared that it respects the autonomy of the state entities, and it was recalled that the fine applied by ANTAI was appealed and that they trust this process will be carried out without delay and without unnecessary pressure. The President of the Assembly and presidential candidate Crispiano Adames raised on Wednesday the revision of Law 81 of 2019 on the protection of personal data at a time when journalistic unions and organisations expressed their concern about that fine imposed on La Prensa. This was, of course, as we mentioned, for publishing a photograph of Deputy Benicio Robinson. Adames said that public figures must understand that they are subject to scrutiny or investigation per se, particularly to me, that does not bother me for being a public figure that has an impact on the national reality, he added. The candidate of the Democratic Revolutionary Party considered that the data protection law should be reviewed in order to turn it into a categorical and specific norm to avoid being subject to interpretation. The Association of Free Consumers of Panama, the ACL, described as regrettable the approval in the first debate in the National Assembly of Bill 986, which establishes that digital transport platforms would be obliged to belong to a selective public transport provider. Raul Molina, president of the ACL, argued that such a proposal seeks to take the country back 30 years and the digital platform stop being a private service to turn it into a bad public service. Service, he said, that held users hostage until the digital platforms, which already operate in thousands of markets, arrived as a private legal option to which all users have the right. He added that this law only has one beneficiary, the concessionaires that are the same ones that profit and have kidnapped the taxi service that has not been modernized and that now want to do the same with digital platforms, get involved to corrupt the system, fill their pockets without caring about the user. The digital platforms that work in Panama, such as Uber, have expressed their rejection of the project, which was approved on Tuesday, the 25th, by the Transportation and Communication Commission of the Assembly. The document must be discussed in the second and third debate now in a legislative plenary session. Guillermo Ferrufino, former Minister of Social Development, lost his last battle in the Supreme Court of Justice in a case related to corruption. The criminal chamber of the CSJ did not admit an appeal filed by the former official against the sentence of the 29th of July of last year, issued by the Superior Court of Liquidation, which confirmed a sentence of 48 months in prison because he received a Toyota truck for personal use from two companies that transferred $110,000 to you through a third party. The money was delivered as a donation in exchange for contracts with the state. The verdict also reached Angel Brennan and Tomas Arruglianacci, who were each sentenced to 36 months in prison. The decision of the court is consigned to Edict 111, established on Tuesday, the 25th of April. The rapporteur for the case was Judge Ariande Maribel Garcia. In the trial of this case, held on the 12th of January of 2022, the discharge anti-corruption prosecutor Olmedo Gomez requested the conviction of the three involved and gave details of how the minister supposedly received the vehicle in 2013. In the investigation by the prosecution, it was determined that Tomas Arruglianacci, owner of Security Safe Cajas Fuertes S.A., one of the two companies that, according to the investigations carried out by the first anti-corruption prosecutor, would have given Ferrufino the sum of $50,000 for the purchase of the car. Meanwhile, Angel Brennan appears as president of the Food Gel S.A. company, which would have issued a check for $60,000 also for the acquisition of the vehicle. Ferrufino also maintains another sentence of 6 years in prison for the crime of unjustified enrichment. This sentence was handed down in February of 2022, but it is not final since the former minister's defense filed an appeal before the criminal chamber of the court. Several environmental organizations have in their sights the draft law 220, through which hazardous waste is managed in the country, considering that it is harmful for Panama. The document was presented on the 21st of March by the representative of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, Victor Castillo, and has to do with the import and export of hazardous waste for disposal in the country. According to the bill, Panama would behave as a hazardous material incineration zone, as long as some environmental and sanitary regulations are complied with. However, for organizations such as the Environmental Advocacy Center and the Alliance for Conservation and Development, the bill is risky because it would transform the country into a dump for hazardous material. Currently, Laura.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Waking you up every morning, your favorite station.
Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season. We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp, that is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPty. At HRBlockPty. And the other thing to remember, of course, is don't let your computer or your printer, your computer, don't let it become the culprit. Don't let your printer, because your printer is connected to you, what I'm saying is that it will affect your computer. Don't let your printer become the entry point to cyber attacks. Now, DataServe has got great promotions right now on HP printers, and all of them are protected with what is known as HP Wolf Security. Go to dspma.com, that's dataservepanama.com, and check them out. Switch to the world's most secure printers with DataServe and HP. That's dspma.com. And say, don't let it be the weak link, because through that they can get to your computer. So good advice there. And make a note and make sure that your system is safe and clean. Here on The Breakfast Show, we're going to go back to the music.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased at life as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dreamed, there's plenty things I planned. I always built, alas, on weekend shifting sand. I lived by night and shunned the naked light of day. And only now I see how the years ran away. Yesterday, so many were with pleasures in store for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast that time and youth at last ran out. I never stopped to think what life was all about, and every conversation I can now recall, concert itself with me, me, and nothing else at all. Yesterday, the moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were wrong, and never saw the waste and emptiness beyond. The game of love I played with arrogance and pride, and every flame I lit too quickly, quickly died. The friends I made all seemed somehow to drift away, and only I am left stage to end the play. There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears
upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday, when I was young, young, young.
Natalie, en la distancia, tu recuerdo vive en mí. Yo que fui tu amor de la luna y a tu vida tanto di, ¿qué será de ti? ¿Dónde estás que ya a mi atardecer ya no has vuelto más? ¿Quién te cuidará? ¿Vivirá? ¿Quién te esperará, Natalie? Natalie, ayer mi calma, hoy cansado de vivir, de vivir sin la esperanza de que vuelvas junto a mí. ¿Qué será de ti? ¿Dónde estás que ya el amanecer oye tu cantar? ¿Qué será que a ti no te importa ya que yo sufra así, Natalie? ¿Quién te cuidará? ¿Vivirá por ti? ¿Quién te esperará, Natalie? ¿Qué será que a ti?
There it goes, Julio Iglesias and Natalie. Before that, yes, the man himself, Charles Aznavour. And that was yesterday when I was young. Charles Aznavour, I mean, composer, singer, songwriter, career spanning, by the way, over 70 years. Recorded more than 1,200 songs interpreted into 9 languages. Quite incredible. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. We are 21 minutes, almost 21 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Still to come, we're going to be chatting with Andreas Barreto from MSD. They're putting on a symposium, and this is all to do with innovation in treatment of patients with early and late stage cancer. So we'll be talking about that symposium, and that's coming up a little bit later on the show, but plenty of music still.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, two in a row. Buscrates and Laura Benac were the first one, and you got me. And following on, that is 10 sharp, and it's just called Ray. Time on the breakfast show. We're half past the hour of 9 o'clock, and it is time, I'm happy to say, to introduce my guest for the segment of the program. We've got Andreas with us, Andreas Barreto. Good morning to you, Andreas.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm doing great, and you?
I'm doing fine so far.
That's fantastic. Thanks for the invite, and hello everyone that is listening.
That's it. Now you're on your own. Right. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's me? Okay.
Yeah, relax. Now, there's a great symposium. I've been telling everybody this morning. It's the Symposium Innovation in Treatment of Patients with Early and Late Stage Cancer. So it's a very interesting, very important topic. This has been put on by MSD. Tell us a little bit about who is MSD.
Yeah, thank you for that, Dan. Just to give a general context on who we are Merck Sharp & Dohme, which is MSD.
Mm-hmm.
We're known as Merck & Co. in the United States and Canada, but outside of those territories, we are MSD.
Just so we are simple as that.
Yeah, simple as that. Yeah, could be just MSD. Then we've been more than 130 years inventing for life.
Mm-hmm.
This is basically what we do. We have an important purpose to save and improve lives, and our company is a biopharmaceutical company that
mm-hmm.
is focused on research
mm-hmm.
and development, working to push the boundaries of science to bring new hope to patients worldwide, you know, finding
mm-hmm.
unmet medical needs
mm-hmm.
and then developing and putting available the products and on some piece of the treatments, but also the vaccines
mm-hmm.
to treat and prevent the most challenging diseases. So we focus on different areas. We have an animal health division
mm-hmm.
That has a lot of science behind that, very interesting. And we also have human health. In human health, we have different areas of interest and development.
Mm-hmm.
We have infectious diseases. Then we have vaccines, as I mentioned before.
Right.
We have a cardiovascular pipeline. And then we have oncology. Oncology
mm-hmm.
is an important piece because of the unmet medical need.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an important focus there. where the symposium is about, by finding a space to present new data that is promising, and is what we do, researching, advancing on those advancements of science to bring new options for the medical community to treat the patients. So the symposium is basically connecting to our purpose to keep working on inventing for life and bringing those inventions to the people that are doing that.
Okay, so, and you specialize, obviously, as you were saying, in different topics. Now, this one is specializing on people with early and late stages of cancer and what is available. So what is the sort of ultimate objective of the symposium?
Yeah, and that's an important piece. You know, our company is focusing on how to look for those unmet medical needs, mm-hmm. and finding new options for patients in different stages of the cancer, early mm-hmm. stages and advanced types of cancer. So the idea of the symposium is to be presenting new data that is coming to Central America. We have presence from HCPs coming from the different countries of Central mm-hmm. America, and we have decided to do the event here in Panama, where we have our headquarters. I was about to share also that here in Panama, we cover all the Central America and the Caribbean region.
Oh, okay.
Roughly 22 markets that are covered from here.
Mm-hmm.
We have our hub, and then that's why we're having this event and Panama hosting this important meeting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So basically sharing and having a high-level scientific discussion with high-level speakers presenting in interesting lectures all these new promising data. So the experts here can know about
that. Exactly. Who would the speakers be? I mean, what would their sort of position be in the particular topic you're talking about?
We're having a variety of speakers, and the idea is that we can bring experts on the field
mm-hmm.
so they can speak with the full knowledge and expertise. And in that sense, we can share that specifically with the specialized audience,
mm-hmm.
the oncologists,
mm-hmm.
that can be aware of these new advancements in oncology.
So, and I mean, the people that are going to be attending this are going to be in the profession. For the profession. It's not like a sort of open...
That's right.
Open event for the public.
Yeah, that's right.
But, so, local oncologists and I mean, of course, it's like all these things, isn't it? I mean, if you're in that profession, it's changing so quickly. You've always got to be sort of there. You know, someone I used to phone up my doctor, she was be off at a conference in the States or somewhere like that. Because it is always changing. I mean, one of the interesting things is now, apparently, I was reading recently, the test that they can do to find a number of cancers is getting easier. Easier isn't the right word, but they're making advances in being able to discover cancers at a very, very early stage. Even the prospect of you getting it.
Yeah.
So it's incredible. So these are the kind of things, I guess, that'll be coming out in the discussions.
It is. You know, the data is just coming so fast. And there are so many publications, worldwide speaking,
mm-hmm.
where you can see those advancements in that science. We would like to focus here on the options that we have available for the specific territories here that are approved for the regulatory agency,
mm-hmm.
because at the end, Some parts of the world are going faster because of the entire process they have.
Exactly.
But at the end, it's bringing holistically the options our company is working on and the efforts we have put since the past
mm-hmm.
on providing options to a variety of cancers
and
also in the different stages.
And you're saying, I mean, you've sort of set up your headquarters here in Panama.
Yes.
But this is open to other countries in the area, so you'll probably have quite a few people attending.
Yes, I think we have roughly 80 or 100
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
experts attending that meeting.
Excellent.
From the main countries here in Central America. Right.
Mm. And tell me, in terms of research and development, how much does the investment represent for Central America and the Caribbean? And which areas do you invest in?
Uh-huh. So our company is based on research and development, as mm-hmm. I was saying at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and therefore the investment is important at a global level. Then in the company, Latin America represents roughly 15-17% mm-hmm. of those studies, and particularly in Central America, we're conducting studies that are mainly focused on oncology. We're also covering some other areas,
mm-hmm.
but we have local research and development here, with roughly, as I was saying, 70%. Focused on oncology.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Excellent. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a little musical break and we'll be right back with Andreas. And this is Maxwell. And it is Fistful of Tears.
Fistful
There we go, 19 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. You are listening to us, of course, on 89.3 Call FM. And my guest is Andres Barreto from MSD. We're talking about the symposium, which I think you said starts...
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that's with the opening, and then on to Saturday as well, yeah?
Yeah, we'll have some more content Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. Now, let's... So we've got expectations. Let's start with the expectations that you've got for MSD, for Central America and Caribbean.
Yeah.
What are you aiming for? What do you want?
So I think there are kind of plenty of opportunities we're exploring
mm-hmm.
in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Starting to keep believing in the stability we have here in Panama, having our hope
mm-hmm.
for the entire region. And also we're currently exploring the environment to see if there are opportunities to increase our presence in the research side.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then from there, keep working on bringing the portfolio that is coming and will be coming in the next years.
Mm-hmm.
So we keep working on providing new options to the medical community and for patients with our pipeline.
And MSD, you're talking about, because you've set up here in your research here in Panama, how do you go about your research and how is that funded?
So there's an important piece of the company that is focused on research
mm-hmm.
and that is connected to a specific investment that the company is making there. Particularly in our region, we have presence as well here in Central America.
Mm-hmm.
There's one area that is focused on that and is working in the main countries like Panama
mm-hmm.
to see what's the current environment, what are the opportunities, and then from there where we can work
mm-hmm.
And be conducting those studies.
And that would that so would this be your sort of center for clinical studies and pharmacovigilance here in the region from here?
So we have one important center that is Costa Rica that
okay.
is
mm-hmm.
one of five business centers in terms of finance, but
mm-hmm.
also we have mm-hmm. presence in the research side. So we have a big group that is collecting data from the entire world.
Oh, okay.
From Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And that covers some piece that is related to pharmacovigilance, but also the data that is coming directly from the clinical studies. That's part of the footprint we have here in the region, in specifically Costa Rica, but again, we cover here from Panama the central functions
mm-hmm,
that are
mm-hmm,
connected to
mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
Connected area.
Okay, I mean, an interesting one here as well, which I think for us, because we always seem to have press problems in Panama with medicines. Does MSD have any distribution hubs for medicines in the region?
Yes.
Okay,
so
moving on.
Oh, I thought another part of the question was coming.
But no, because I mean, here in Panama, this has become a bit of a hot topic as sort of medicines and that. So where does MSD fit in with distribution of medicines?
Okay, so we, as part of that hub that we have here from Panama,
mm-hmm.
we distribute the products to the entire Central America and
mm-hmm.
Caribbean region.
Mm-hmm.
That's an important piece that is connected to our hub, that is with our headquarters, the
mm-hmm.
office, but also the distribution center. And we work together with different sectors, private sector, public
mm-hmm.
sector,
mm-hmm.
to find ways for the availability of our products, depending on the specific conditions
mm-hmm.
and situations, context that is present in the market. But this is the approach we have.
So you just sort of look for medication dependent on particular needs? Or
so basically the company is focusing on finding those unmet
mm-hmm.
medical needs
mm-hmm.
and researching and developing to bring more options for patients. Again, this is to save and improve lives. We've been inventing for life in that sense. And then we work... Once we have the approvals from the regulatory agencies, we work with the sectors
mm-hmm.
to make sure that we find the ways to find access for those products for the people that is dealing that, you know, and we work to understand what we can do from that
mm-hmm.
perspective.
It's interesting because, I mean, you're doing like the medications with the symposiums,
yeah.
with your research and development. How are you funded?
So it's part of what we do in our core operating model.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of what we do at a corporate level, regional level, and local level here
mm-hmm.
in the region of Central America and the Caribbean in Panama. This is something we have as part of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
This is embedded in our operation, basically.
Excellent.
Having
mm-hmm.
the investment that is needed to keep fueling the research piece,
mm-hmm.
which is important
mm-hmm. sure.
for the present but for the future. You know, we've seen
absolutely.
So many challenging diseases appearing
yeah.
and coming. We can remember the pandemic.
Oh, yes,
and
how
so
can we forget?
Yeah.
I got a couple of years of my life missing somewhere. Still haven't been
that happens to me as well. So. But keep working on fueling that research and development, basically
yeah.
embedded into our operation.
Excellent. Okay. And with respect to the symposium and, of course, your work in the region, what conclusions can you provide us really regarding the expectations for the scientific exchange with medical experts in different oncological pathologies? Oh, mm-hmm. That was good. what do you hope to obtain out of, especially this weekend?
Yeah, so the main idea is to bring together this group of experts. Mm-hmm. And in that space, we have a high-level discussion about science, mm-hmm. and bringing all the new data that is promising. Then to share that knowledge and share that information so they have more options. At the end is the conclusion that they can have more options for the patients at mm-hmm. the integration, mm-hmm. of course. Mm-hmm. But at the end, that this can open opportunities for patients that are with the specific mm-hmm. conditions.
You've got your opening tomorrow.
Yep.
And then you've got your main business on Saturday.
Yep.
How is that going to be structured? Is it just going to be talks? Are there going to be sort of side tables where people can have discussions?
Yeah, we will try to touch on the main parts of the data that is being mm-hmm. presented from the mm-hmm. different perspectives. Science, clinical profiles, and so many technicalities that my colleagues that are physicians can mm-hmm. explain better than me. Mm-hmm. But holistically approaching on the new data that we're bringing. From the different perspectives again.
Okay, it's going to be very, very interesting.
Yeah.
And it's,
we look forward to that.
Yeah. And when I come back from vacation, what would be nice actually, because of the topic, is perhaps we get a doctor to come in and talk about,
of course,
exactly that, about the what's available for treatment, but also, like you're saying here, early stages and late stages. I mean, it's. And I was saying the other day as well, when we're talking about, going to be discussing this, was that because it's not just the patient, it's the family, how it affects, everybody like that. So that's good. All right, look, we're going to take another piece of music quickly, and then we'll be back with our guest Andreas.
In the middle.
And there we go, that's it, as they won and caught in the middle. And we've just got a few minutes left with my guest for this morning, Andres Barreto. I have to get used to the...
But you have it covered.
I'm getting quite good at it.
You are already.
Andres, tell me, we're talking about all your research and development and other issues. First of all, because you just mentioned like training. So how does that come about?
So I think it's part of the cycle. Mm-hmm. We see that the data mm-hmm. be available to let people and specifically the medical community know mm-hmm. that there's more options. The data is advancing.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it's about to foster those discussions with mm-hmm. the experts.
Mm-hmm.
Have a specific space to go in depth with the data.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, the technical piece and the science is entailing a lot of information there. And it's good to have these specific sessions to present that data
mm-hmm.
In the way it needs to be presented. So that's why we refer and we focus a lot on providing that medical education, which mm-hmm. is important to share all the information with the medical community.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Yeah. Well, I mean, you're doing great work, and especially with these kind of events. And I was just saying, perhaps, you know, when I get back from vacation, perhaps we could get a doctor to come in and talk about exactly this topic, because it's, you know, it affects so many people, doesn't it?
Right.
And there are so many things happening, so many advances, so many changes, so many ways that some of the treatment can be given. So there's now a lot of it, so it was done by taking tablets,
right.
Which many years ago wasn't even sort of thought possible.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, we must look at doing that as well. So now, if anybody's here and they haven't heard, they wanted to come along or register, can they still do that, or is it?
As we were discussing in the past, it's a closed event because mm-hmm. of the specialty of
sure.
the topic and the content that is being discussed. I'm sorry. So the main HCPs related to the special topic mm-hmm. were invited already.
Oh, they were. So that's all. Oh, good.
They
okay.
They'll be attending. We hope to see everyone.
Full
there.
House. There we go.
Yeah, we
excellent.
Hope that. And if you allow me to share a few words on
sure.
the cancer side,
absolutely.
We understand that this is an important public health burden that is present not only in Panama, not only in Central America and the Caribbean, but in the whole world. And that's why our company is investing in research and development a lot there, because of the unmet medical need.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one piece that we have discussed about researching, but then we also have the important piece of driving awareness,
right,
education
exactly.
to
mm-hmm.
the community,
mm-hmm.
the doctors,
mm-hmm.
But also to the population in general, to the extent we can mention information about the disease,
mm-hmm.
just focus on disease and options to educate people on how to identify potential signs that
mm-hmm.
need to be, you know, checked with a doctor,
sure.
the doctors,
sure.
the experts. So in that sense, in the future, we can explore that option to bring a doctor here to talk to you about the specific topics we can cover for the disease piece, just only to raise awareness
mm-hmm.
about that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think one of the things is that have a good rummage, have a good feel, and if you find something which doesn't feel right, do go and check it out. As a lot of you know, and I was saying earlier, you know, I had lymphoma, and it was just I went out and I felt just something in my neck which wasn't right. I went to see the doctor, and he
uh-huh.
said, okay, well, you know, we'll give you some antibiotics for 5 days. If it doesn't improve, go and see this guy.
Oh.
And because it was caught so early, I mean, it's strange to say. I mean, cancer's been in the family a long time. And it was sort of one of these things of, oh, well, now I've got it, now I've got to deal with it. And getting it that early was so important. In fact, I almost felt like a cheat, because I never had the effects of the cancer. I had the effects of the treatment.
Oh yeah.
You know, which is pretty tough. And it's but yeah, have a good rummage. If you find something that shouldn't be there, go and get it sorted out and get it checked out. That's the most important thing. Andres, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks to you. I really appreciate this space and the invite. It was a nice conversation.
Yeah, nice socks.
Thank you.
Got bananas on. Right, that's it. So time for me to wrap up. I'm a few minutes over, so we will do that right away. And let me say my thanks once again to Andres Barreto, with us from MSD And we'll no doubt be chatting with them again in the future. So again, thanks to Andres, thanks to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, my producer, social media expert, and everything else, and to Ingrid. I didn't get Ingrid in this morning. We had some issues. I've got no laptop, and I had some issues this morning. So sorry for that, but we will have her back tomorrow with our Freaky Fun Facts Friday. So thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the UK. The boys and girls of Group of Grada keep us up and running, and as always to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. I will be back with you Friday, yes, TGIF, at the same time, 7 in the morning to 10. Whatever it is you're doing between now and then, please, please do it carefully, because what do I want to be doing tomorrow? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then. Ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.